I'm here with Brad Merritt, the bassist for 5440, and one of the band's most well-known songs is I Go Blind. It was actually originally recorded by the band back in 1986, and then in the 90s, Hootie and the Blowfish recorded their own version of it, and it took off. It actually became a huge radio hit and even showed up on the TV show Friends. Brad, do people ever come up to you thinking you covered I Go Blind and not realizing it was actually a 5440 song first?
I'll tell you a story.
Yeah.
When we opened a bunch of shows for them, right at the height of their fame, the first show I think on the that we did was in Ottawa, and we launched into I Go Blind, and their tour manager goes crazy and is going to run out and stop us until
No.
someone explains to him, says, "No, it's their song." When we found that out, we decided, why don't you guys play the song?
Oh,
And
that's
we won't
fascinating.
play it anymore.
Just on
So,
that tour, obviously.
yeah, it worked out great. I mean, it's gratifying on a number of levels, right? I mean, when it came out, we were going through a bit of an existential crisis. Are we going to continue to be a band or not? And the music business was starting to change. We had file sharing, and all my friends at record companies were getting let go, and
Oh.
it was a real rough time. And then we find out that they've recorded the song, and then, well, that's great, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we find out that it's on the Friends soundtrack, and we go, oh, that's kind of cool, because it was
Yeah.
Friends was the biggest TV show at the time. And then we found out that even though it wasn't going to be released as a single, it became a de facto single because it sort of bridged between the first record and the second record, because radio was looking for another Hootie song. And it just went crazy. It was the third most played song on Hot AC radio, and then it
That's
got
huge.
around the world. The royalties came in,
Yeah, I was going to
right?
say royalties are good.
Royalties are good. There's, it's kind of Fast and Furious, and then it kind of dies down, but it was life-changing, right? So we're grateful that, they were able to take our song and present it to the world. And it was a bit of validation for us, because I think we were, like I say, we're going through kind of a tough time, and we went like, yeah.
Yeah, we got something here. This is good. After all these years, what is it like recording again? Is it different after all of these years of recording together? Or does it just feel like home?
Oh yeah, I think more like home. The process was arduous for myself. We had Warren Livesey as the producer, and Warren is also a bass player, so he spends a lot of attention on me. And also Matt, the drummer, too. So he kind of put us through the paces,
Wow.
which is good. I mean, it's kind of exciting to be challenged, at this stage of our career, artistically. Yeah, but still, though, very comfortable in the studio, very comfortable with changing parts on the fly, taking input, and, take after take. I really enjoy that process a lot,
Oh, has the way you create music changed much over the years?
Yeah, that's a good question. It has evolved. Initially, Neil and I would kind of jam around, and I would record the jams on my little cassette player kind of thing, with a two condenser mics. So it
Oh,
was, it didn't
nice.
sound too bad if you just place it in the right room.
Yeah.
And that's how songs like Baby Ran came up. I just did this bass line, and then Neil figures out some chords, and away we go. And then we just play it over and over again. And then Neil steps up to the mic and kind of comes up with a melody and a few little words, ideas, kind of stream of consciousness and stuff. And then we build it up that way. And we still do that to some extent, but a lot of it, as Neil is compelled to write songs, comes in, I got this song, and it needs to be finished. It needs work, right? And so we work on his songs. So there's a variety of ways that we create. They're all fun and interesting. And it used to be, in the early days, I didn't have a lot of confidence, and I was, I would play, and I would just keep on playing something I thought was really good until I bent everybody around to my will, So, well, it kind of helped because it gave us an identifiable sound, right? It just, and then I got to a point where I, became way more confident in my abilities and my understanding of music and creation. And I was able to listen more and then respond to what other people were doing. I think that's been part of the process for me as well.
What song from the new album are you most excited to play live then?
Oh, geez. Got it right here. Okay, so Takes a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Tell me
so
more.
it's a kind of a retro kind of thing to me. It kind of very much
Ooh.
feels like the early 80s
Ooh.
in a very positive way. Really punchy, poppy.
I love that. You know, if they see you live, they're going to hear new music, but they're also going to hear some of the old music too, right?
Oh, I would think a lot of old music.
I mean, you have a few songs, just a
Yeah,
few.
we have a few. We have a catalog, we have a body of work. Really pleased with the record. Recorded in Portugal. I did all the writing over the last year and a bit, and then had the pre-production session in March, and then worked on our own, and then we all met in Porto in the middle of April. We found a great studio there called Arda Recorders. Very classic, all analog gear, and I loved being there. I love the whole experience. I think that actually comes through on the record.
That's really cool. So this is why the new album is called Porto.
Yes.
It's because you were recording it in
Yep.
Portugal.
Yes.
What was that like recording there?
Culture shock, which is good because it stimulates the senses, Yeah, and I'll tell you, if you look at the cover of the record, I don't know if you got a copy of it there, but the graphic, so that's taken from our patio. We're
Really?
right on the Douro River. Everyone kind of walked through the studio, except if the weather was really bad, but Neil walked every day. The weather was really bad that day, and that's why he's the image on the bridge right there with the umbrella. And so you'd get up, you have to go up to our side of the bridge and then walk across the bridge and be another, mile and a half to the studio. So it was a bit of a routine we had. And we worked there from, like 11 in the morning till 7 at night. They only do 8-hour days there. And then find a restaurant and get a bite to eat, or go back to our place and order something. And yeah, it's a little bit like we call it record camp. It's like going to recording camp. And it harkens back to the old days. All of our records have been done either in Vancouver or Los Angeles. And so it was nice to broaden horizons.
That's quite the departure from Vancouver, you know?
Well, Porto's like the Vancouver of Portugal, right?
So
It's
does it rains a lot there then?
it rains, and it's a bit dank,
Yeah, no, I know. I was born and raised in Vancouver. I know exactly what you're talking
Yeah.
about. That's why I was like, wait. So I'm wondering, for someone coming to see a 5440 show now in 2026, what are they looking forward to? What is it like now?
It's a lot of it is just playing songs. Whether people know that they know them or not, they know them.
Yes.
We have a way of presenting ourselves that's dynamic, that where the set goes through something, and then we try to create a cathartic kind of moment. It kind of goes out on super strong songs that everyone can sing along to. It's a real communal experience. We try to set up, the sense of community, and we try to involve the audience. Very much so. We still approach performing from the perspective that we're fans of music, and that we still go see other bands, and we always have, and we love it, and we want everyone else to feel the same way.
It's perfect. I think that's what I love about your music is around the nostalgia, right? Like sometimes people don't even realize it's you. It's just like they know the song, singing it, and then the nostalgia and the memories that it brings from
Yeah.
that era. It's
Yeah.
beautiful. Brad, I want to thank you so much for your time, for the music. You know, I already have lots of memories and really hope that your tour goes, maybe hits Edmonton, maybe hits Alberta. I haven't seen any dates for it yet.
We will come to Edmonton and Calgary on this record. I absolutely guarantee it.
Yay!
It's going to probably be late spring or over the course of the summer.